Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I got to get used to that intro not being that long. What is up, you all? What is up? What is up? What is up? How are you all doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. I actually am having a very good day. How is your day going?
I am well. I'm well. I'm well. Yeah, I got to get used to that intro not being that long.
Same, same. I was trying to hurry up.
I'm sitting there trying to say this so out, and then I'm like, oh, it's already done. Wait, dang, I forgot. It's only like 26 seconds long. But you all, we got a great episode for you all tonight. I promise you. We talked about them red flags for about a good 2 weeks. Sis, tell them what we're talking about tonight, though.
Today, we're going for the yellow flags. And now, a yellow flag is not necessarily a deal breaker, okay? But it is some weaknesses that maybe you or your partner or your family member or whoever needs to work on.
Yeah, like for real, it's like a yellow flag is like something to where, like, a lot of times we always talk about the red. Let's just be real. We constantly talking about the red, which don't get me wrong. We talk about the red and we talk about the green, and those are fine and good. But sometimes you got to talk about them flags that's like, you know what, it ain't necessarily run away, but it's enough sign for you to be cautious.
Yeah. So warning signs that kind of lead up to the red flags.
Facts. So sis, I'm going to let you start them off tonight.
Okay. So the first yellow flag that we came up with was lack of long-term relationship experience. Now, that's not okay. So here's the thing, and I say it could be a yellow flag because what's going on that you're not able to get past 6-7 months? What's going on that you're not able to get past a year with somebody? I mean, at this big grown age, what's going on, you know? And don't get me wrong, because I actually do have a lack of long-term relationship experience. So I count that as a yellow flag for myself. And I'm gonna tell you why. I have a lack of long-term relationship experience because I chose not to have long-term relationships. I chose to say, I don't want that. You know, I kind of just wanna kick it with you for a little bit. And then once things get a little too serious, I'm out the door. But that's who I was. Now I'm in a position where I'm, okay, now I'm ready for marriage. Now I am ready for a long-term partner. And not having that experience could very well be a problem.
I don't know, because for me, not having long-term relationship experience means You cut people off quick. You're not with the games.
But it's not always games. Some people cut people off just because. Just because.
I think for me, not having a long-term relationship experience means like, okay, bet, I'm not here to play, and I'm not going to play with nobody's feelings. So, you know what? Bump it. Before I play with your feelings, I'm just going to walk away.
And that's fine, right? That it really is fine. But let's be real, okay? If you would have took your time to get to know that person, you would have known from the get that we're not even going to try it out.
I would agree with that. So let's ask the comments. Would y'all agree that not having long-term relationship experience is a yellow flag? What y'all think? Because to me, it ain't a yellow flag.
So I really think, like, it could be, right? So I'm not saying that it's a definite yellow flag, but it is something that you want to kind of
we can find out. Why. What the comments tell us? Okay, I've seen one no. Y'all let us know in the comments what y'all think. Because we're going to make y'all interactive tonight. Okay, so somebody said for them it's 50-50.
And that's how I feel.
If you don't have any experience with long-term relationships, it's a yellow flag. Okay.
All right. Having no experience, like, you've never been with anybody past a year. You know what I mean? Like,
now, okay. What's going on? Oh, go on ahead.
That's it. What's going on?
So my question is, how do we define long term? Would you say 6 months is long term, a year is long term? What y'all saying? It depends on the situation. Why is the person struggling in this area?
And that's what I say. That I completely agree with that. Exactly.
Now, okay. But I ask again, how do y'all define long term? 6 months, a year, 3 months?
6 months to me is not long term. 6 months is like a season. It's like a season of a person. So like she said, you don't understand the changes of a person. So for 6 months, okay, boom, I'm in this position right now. But 6 months later, I'm not going to be in this same position that I'm in.
No, I would agree with this.
2 years or more. And that's, I agree. That's 6 months is not long term. That's a basic relationship. You know what I mean? That's a basic in and out.
I would agree with that.
You don't really get to fully know a person in 6 months.
I would agree that 2 years is the definition of long term. I would agree with that. Because at that point, you've had an opportunity to see them in every season of life.
Yes. Almost every season. But yes.
I would agree with that one. All right. So the next one that we came up with, y'all, is doesn't open up often.
How you feeling, James? Doesn't
open up often. See, telling the truth.
Right. So that to me, okay, going based off of her comment, that is why so many relationships don't last. And I'm not speaking for everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you become sexually intimate with somebody, it kind of blinds you to those red and yellow flags.
Yeah. You get hypnotized.
You become lustful instead of love, which I think me and you talked about that the other day on the phone where sometimes we can misconstrue lust and love.
I would agree with that.
But doesn't open up often. How are you feeling about that, James?
For men, I can say that you should open up in relationships. Don't get me wrong. You definitely should. Mm-hmm. But for some men, we have dealt with so much trauma. But when we did open up, we was like put down for opening up or looked down upon for opening up, that we put on this sail of, I got it all together. I'm cool.
And I agree.
A woman that wants us to open up, but it's like, and they expect us to open up immediately to them. And let's just be real, like, we have built such a long term of having this sale of, I'm good, I'm straight, I don't need no help. Mm-hmm. That is hard for us to open up.
And I feel like you should not. Okay, so opening up immediately, I don't think that that's a yellow flag. I don't think that you have to open up right away, okay? But now, if me and this person have been seeing each other for, let's say, a year, okay, halfway to that long-term mark, okay? We've been together for a year. We've been going on dates. We call ourselves in a relationship. But I don't know anything, any of those deep things about you. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what triggers you or why it triggers you. I don't know what makes you sad, what makes you upset. You have not opened up about those things. And so to me, that makes me feel like maybe you have not healed from your past traumas. And that, now that makes it a red flag. You know what I mean? That takes it from yellow to red.
Hmm. Okay. I like this question. I would agree with that. That's a good question. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Like, you have to, relationships are about give and take.
Yes.
And here's the thing. One person can't do all the giving and the other person do all the taking.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always going to be 50-50, though. You know, it's not always going to be 50-50. Mm-mm. But it definitely should never be 100-0 consistently. There are times where it may be 100-0, right? There are times where it might be 0-100. But that should not be a consistent thing. When you're in a relationship, it takes two, not three, not one,
but two. Facts. It does. It takes two. It takes two for a relationship. What up, Sib?
Hey.
All right. So the next one, I'm going to let you hit this one.
Takes things quickly.
You said what?
Takes things quickly, meaning quickly to hop in that relationship. You just met, you just started dating, and boom. Now you're already saying, that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend, we're together, we gonna get married. Now, I will say this. I do believe in divine connection. I do believe in love at first sight. But I'm trying not to sound too spiritual, but if God does not say that that is your husband or your wife, there is no reason for you to rush into it. Right? Mm-hmm. So me as a prophet, okay, I can speak as a prophet. There are times where you'll hear God say, that's not it. That's not the one. And there are times where and this is me because I'm hard-headed, I don't listen. I still want to give this person a chance, right? And you jump into it too quick. Then what? You don't know the person.
Facts.
You don't know them. How can you jump into something without knowing somebody? How you feel, James?
For me, I feel like I can speak from my perspective on this. As a preacher, right? Let's be real. If I had a penny for every time I go somewhere and them church mothers and them pastors are trying to hook me up with one of their members, are they daughters, are they granddaughters?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They trying to get you married off quickly. And then the first scripture that they'll use is, it's better to marry than to burn. It's better to marry than to burn. Okay, I get that. And that is true. But here's how I feel about it. You married the wrong person, and you're going to wind up getting burned.
And that's right. This is a lifetime partnership. This is a lifetime commitment. You know, as a woman, it is frowned upon to be divorced. Men can usually get away with it, okay? But as a woman in ministry, it's frowned upon. I honestly have it set in my head, I will be married one time. And that's that, till death do us part. Until God calls one of us home, that's going to be my partner. And we're going to have to work through things and we're going to have to get through things. But I'm not going to rush into it. I want to take time to get to know my partner. I want to really get down to the nitty gritty of who they are. And I expect them to get down to the nitty gritty of who I am. What I've been through, what I go through, how my mind works, how I think. How I feel about certain things, how I feel about certain people.
Very true. I like this right here. The search has been pushing marriage.
And that is true. That is true. That is very true, because they don't prepare you for the rough seasons. They don't prepare you for.
They prepare you for the fun times.
They prepare you for those honeymoon stages.
But when you got to have them hard conversations, because y'all ain't even liking each other.
That part. Y'all don't even know
what y'all gonna do with life, because both of y'all's parents are sick.
Or one person wants kids and the other one don't. One person wants a traveling career and somebody wants to be set somewhere with a local business. somebody wants to pursue education and the other one, y'all both want to pursue education at the same time. Somebody got to support the family. There are things that you guys have to discuss. You guys have to know what path you're both on. You guys both have to know, this is what I want and this is what you want. Now, are they going to work together? Or are we going to fall apart? Everybody ain't meant for everybody. And that's just a fact.
I feel that. So now, comments, I hope y'all ready. Because this one, I believe about to be a yellow flag. A red flag. Unemployed.
You know what? I think it does matter. I think it matters why. Why are you unemployed?
Now, when
what are you doing to change that? How long have you been unemployed?
Now, when I say unemployed, I mean unemployed and not on your grind.
Okay. So we're not in school. We're not doing nothing. Mm-mm. Like, just doing nothing. Sitting at home playing the game. Listen, if you ain't got no job,
just tell me why it is. Unemployment isn't a bad thing, but you have to hustle. That's what I'm saying. Unemployment, it's not a bad thing. You just got to hustle. You got to have something about yourself. Like, you can't be sitting in your bed playing PS5 all day.
I feel like that's a red flag to me.
Okay. Let me put it like this. I'm going to give you a scenario. And be quiet, Sarah, because I know you're about to type in a comment. You're the king of scenarios. Be quiet over there, Sarah. Didn't nobody ask you, because I know you. You're about to put that in the comments. I know. But so let's say your man is unemployed, right?
Okay.
However, he's on his grind. Like, he's hustling. He's making money. He's making good money by doing what he does on the side. And it's legal.
Okay, good, I was going to ask that.
Good legal money. Mm-hmm. But you still consider him unemployed at that point. Just okay. Because he's not clocking into a regular 9-to-5.
Okay. So, no, that is not unemployed to me. Because he's still working. Now, whether it's whether it's working for somebody or working for yourself, that doesn't matter. You are still employed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money that you're bringing in, you get caught with that money that you're bringing in. Uncle Sam still wants his cut. Okay? That's employed. That's self-employed. Okay? As long as you are able to provide for yourself and your family, that is what matters. I think for this unemployed part, it's a red flag if you are not providing.
I like that. And I like his question. Can you treat me well when you are down to nothing? I got a question. What if C is on disability? Do you consider that enough money to sustain a relationship?
I do.
She could be on disability.
I do.
But I'll repeat. She got to be having some kind of hustle about it.
I don't think so. I feel like this. She's on disability. I mean, she's bringing in a check every month, right? Mm-hmm. Now, while it might not pay the bills, right? But both of y'all ain't on disability. She can buy household items, right? She could keep tissue in the house, cleaning supplies, food, whatever, trash bags, you know, pay the internet bill, the cell phone bills, keep gas in your cars. She could do stuff like that. She's still supporting the household, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't got to pay for daycare because guess what? She at home with the kids. You only got to have one car because guess what? You the only one working. I don't know. But if you ask me, I don't think a woman should have to work if she got a husband. Now, should she have something? Yes, I do believe everybody should have their own money. But I don't feel like she should have to.
Okay. I agree. All right, it's on you.
Okay. Cannot remember details about you.
That's a yellow flag.
So
now, boom. All right, I'll let you go first.
Okay, so if we just started talking, we just went on our first date, you done threw all this information at me, okay? So now you done told me your favorite color, your favorite restaurant, your favorite food. You done told me your mom's name, your dad's name, your grandma's name. I know your birthday. You done told me all this information. I'm not going to remember that all on the first date, okay? I'm not. But if we've been talking for months upon months and I can't even tell you your last name, red flag, right? But let's say I can't remember what year you were born. Or let me say I don't remember your favorite food or something. You know what I mean? I say yellow flag because it shows how much care you put into the relationship. That means I need to slow down and think about, okay, are they putting in the same effort I'm putting in?
I would agree with that. That's definitely a yellow flag for me because it's making me reconsider everything that there is about you. All right, last one, y'all, last one. All right, y'all. Here we go. This is the last one for this week. So this one is, they have a close relationship with their ex. Now, for me, it depends. If they got kids together, I understand that. You got to have a close relationship. If they grew up together, I could even understand that.
Right.
But here's my thing on it. If you got a close relationship with this ex, within the first month of us dating, I need to meet this ex so that I can understand that, like, okay, bet, there ain't nothing going on here. I bet they don't have nothing to hide here.
Period. Let my discernment do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see y'all together. Let me see how y'all interact with each other.
That part.
And so to me, I'm going to keep it real. Other than the scenarios you named, right? If you have a close relationship with your ex, and I'm not talking about you bump into each other, y'all can still say hey and be cordial, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about y'all texting every other day, y'all talking on the phone, hee hee ha ha, and every day. I don't know how I feel about that. And it's not a trust thing, right? But it's more so a thing of, does this person really respect our relationship? is this person going to try and cross the line when I'm not around? Now, regardless if you're allowing it or not, that part is between me and, you know, me and my partner. But what are they going to do? What are they going to be trying? Mm. And is my partner man enough to say, you know what, you crossed the line. I know we've been friends for years. I know that we don't have no beef, but I can't have you disrespecting my relationship or my partner. So I'm going to cut this off.
That point.
So that close relationship with that ex, that's a real touchy subject, because that goes along with really having to know your partner. You really have to know who you're with. You have to know that you can really trust them. You have to know that they really love you and that they really want to be with you.
Mm. I like this right here. You can stay close with your ex, but the first time they disrespect me and you don't put a boundaries about it, I'm gone. And that's on Mary and all them little lambs.
No, for real. That's it. You have to really, and that's why I said it's a real touchy subject, because whereas I won't say that I have beef with my exes, you know, but I'm not, I just don't feel the need to be sitting around talking to them every day, all day. The only ex you will catch me on the phone with is my baby daddy. And even he gets snapped on from time to time. Like, I don't, we're not going to do that. You know what I mean? It's all about boundaries and respect.
Facts. And you all, we definitely coming back next week with part two of these yellow flags, y'all.
Because we got some good ones, too. Mm-hmm. Now, these next ones is good.
For sure. We just getting warmed up, y'all. We just getting warmed up. So here's the thing. If you would like to be on Breaking Up with Toxicity and you want to be a guest, message me or Marie in our inbox. And we would love to have you. We would love to have y'all. And we're definitely gonna keep this conversation going. Y'all, literally, I just got a text talking about keep going with these yellow flags. I wanna hear more of them. I wanna hear more about it.
Give them one more.
For me, the biggest yellow flag I got for me would be financially unstable.
So what do you mean by unstable? So financially irresponsible or unstable?
Irresponsible. Like, and I know they about to get on me in the comments because most of them know me. If you shop it on Amazon every week, we got a problem.
Hold on, I'm writing that on my list because I ain't had that one.
All right, Sarah, you already know. Look, don't tell me that, because Sarah, you'll be on next week. Don't play with me.
Okay, we're going to add you in next week.
Dude, I'm not playing with you, Sarah. Are you ready next week? That's the million-dollar question. Because we could put you in for part two of these yellow flags.
So, to your financially irresponsible, right? Because I think that that is a yellow flag of mine, right? And I can speak from personal experience. I have touched so much money, right?
That's myself.
Much money. But being responsible with it, is hard. But I won't say it's a red flag because I do know how to handle my responsibilities. Right? I do know how to make sure my rent get paid, light bill, car note, car insurance, baby got the stuff he need. I know how to do that. Do I want to? No. But do I have to? Yes.
I like that.
Is that something I could work on? Most definitely.
I feel that. I feel it. So y'all, definitely tune in next week. We got more. And get ready. Because our girl, my sis, my favorite Jersey girl, Michelle Renee, is going to be on with us next week. She already talking about, that's her South Free weekend. Let's go. All right. So we'll see y'all next week at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. But until then, I want y'all to like, I want y'all to share, I want y'all to tag. And tell everybody, tell somebody that's your favorite Friday night podcast is on. And you all, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Shout out to Angola for all the support that they give us. Like, we keep climbing. We keep climbing that ladder in Angola, and we appreciate that. So shout out to them. And as I always say, as we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments. Meaning, sometimes if we're looking at it's bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed. Be blessed. Be a blessing to someone else. And I will see y'all next week. Peace. Hello, we pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.